Well, hello, people. No, I don't have any Peroni tonight. I don't know why, I just kind of forgot. But I have something else here. See if you can guess what it is. Oh, I know, it's tricky, isn't it? Well, it's seedless grapes. Green ones. Maybe if I eat enough of them, I'll get some kind of effect. Anyway, I put Windows 11 on my PC. I'm not using it, but I've got it. And what a nightmare it was. And apparently it's been a nightmare for lots of people. Do you know, I remember putting on Windows 7. Very easy. No problem at all. And Windows 10. Not too bad. But I've never had one as bad as Windows 11. It's almost as if Microsoft is pushing people away to Macintosh, Linux, anything but Microsoft. Now, I put the Windows 11 image on a USB flash drive with Rufus. Because using Rufus, you can disable the need for TPM 2.0, which my PC doesn't have. And you can also make some other alterations as well. That's Rufus. And I recommend that very highly. It's a free program. And that went quite smoothly. Then I started it back up and pushed to get into my BIOS and start looking for my USB flash drive. But it didn't show up. At least not as expected. And I found out later it's kind of named generically. Mine was named UEFI, Vendor and some other name. And that's probably my motherboard's fault. It's a bit old, you know. So the USB drive loaded up. And I got a Windows logo, choosing what country you're in. So I put down North Korea. No, I didn't. And then what drive to put it on. So I picked the empty drive on my PC, and it said it can't do it, because it needs to be GPT. So I got back into my main PC and changed it to GPT, and tried again. It still said it couldn't do it. So I tried formatting the drive to unallocated space, and it said it still couldn't do it. So I kind of formatted the drive and tried again, and then it started loading. It was only about 5 minutes or so, and it said it couldn't continue because it couldn't reboot the machine the way it wants to, or something like that. Anyway, I screwed around formatting the drive and cleaning it and everything, then tried again, and this time it went for almost 3/4 of the way, and then it said it couldn't redo any more. Because it couldn't reboot the way it wants, oh, you know. Anyway, let me tell you what it worked for me. I unplugged all the drive except that one, so there would be no other conflicts. And when I picked that drive, it still said it couldn't put it on that one. So on the screen, there's a delete. And you can delete, I guess, everything on that drive. So that's what I did. I clicked delete, and then tried again. And it started loading. Now, it takes quite some time. I did have one glitch when it restarted and started to install it again from the USB flash drive instead of going straight to the drive, the main drive. So I changed the order in BIOS so it'd boot from the drive after it got so far. It finally started up completely and I started installing updates. That's the main thing straight away. But as it went with Windows 7, you was in pretty good control of Windows 7. Windows 10, you're in less control. And Windows 11, you're in complete less control than you were before. Windows 11 is controlling you. And of course, I agree with security. But the security seems to be against you, the user. Anyway, I'm back on Windows 10 now. And the reason why I got Windows 11 is because if there's a game that will only play on Windows 11, at least I've got Windows 11. But it probably won't let me put it on there, because Windows 11 is very finicky. It's definitely not a friendly OS. It seems more of a BS operating system. So the last installation went fairly smoothly, except when it restarted a couple of times. One time it went to the USB drive and started setting up installation again. And I just went into BIOS and chose the drive I was putting it on to boot up first, and it was okay. Anyway, guys, you got any questions, let me know. I hope this helped you a bit. You take it easy now. Microsoft are like females. Control freaks.